At its peak, Butte County emergency animal shelters were housing close to 2,200 animals rescued during the fires, including livestock, in two shelters, and this week, there are just 527 left. 127 are cats, 34 are dogs, the remaining birds and livestock. Tomorrow, these temporary shelters close. Reporter Crystal Smith checked in with Lisa Almaguer with the Butte County Public Health Department to find out what the plans are for those animals.
The majority of animals have identified owners. Mm-hmm. For owners that we are in good communication with, we'll continue to work with them until a viable solution is identified to transition their animals out of the temporary shelter into a more comfortable location.
So for the remaining animals that you don't have contact with the owners, what's the timeline?
They will be transitioned to brick-and-mortar shelters. These remaining animals fall under the California's abandonment law, which requires them to be held at the new brick-and-mortar shelter for an additional 14 days before adoption.
Okay. And all the information about these animals is also on the website, correct? Can you give out that address?
Yes. So we have buttecountyrecovers.org/animals. And then if you would like to search for a lost animal, mm-hmm. We have the campfiredrescuedanimals.com website still active.
And for those who are asking, what can they do to help? Your answer is?
We are self-sufficient right now. We have what we need. If people do want to continue to give, they may donate money to the North Valley Animal Disaster Group. You just go to their website and click the donate button.
And in case you're wondering, that's thanks to more than 200 staff and volunteers working since the fire began who tended to all 2,200 of those animals and made the calls to connect with animal owners.